Now, this morning on WMUK, I am joined by a young violinist named Anna Stuba. Hello, Anna.
Hi.
Say hi to everybody out there.
Hello.
Thanks for coming to WMUK. You have been studying violin for much of your young life, and you're ready to perform as a solo recitalist for us in Kalamazoo tomorrow night. And I want to thank you for sharing your music with us. I understand that you're just traveling through Michigan with your mom, Daiga. Nice to have you here.
Hello.
Hello. And the host of your concert here in Kalamazoo is Michael Hansen. And it's nice to have you along with us here this morning as well.
Thank you.
Michael, would you talk about how this concert came to be?
Well, I sit on the board of the Kalamazoo Latvian Association. And one of our members came to me about 6 weeks ago and asked if we could put on a concert because she had a niece that was coming to town that had just been at the New England Conservatory of Music on a full scholarship program. She gave me a link to a tape, and I played it and sort of fell in love, I think you could say.
You were impressed. Was this a YouTube video you saw?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It shows just a remarkable talent and remarkable skill. And if I saw it in a 30-year-old person, I would be impressed in a 30-year-old person. And an 11-year-old, I just couldn't believe it. So I went before the board of the Kalamazoo Latvian Association, and they agreed that we needed to do this. And that's how we came to having Anna in our presence.
You got the wheels turning to have a late summer concert in Kalamazoo. Now, tell us about the venue. Where is the Latvian church in Kalamazoo?
Okay, the church is, and this is a mouthful, the Latvian Evangelical Lutheran United Church. It is at 122 Cherry Hill Street in Kalamazoo. The concert will be on August 16th, that's tomorrow evening, at 7 p.m. We have parking available at the church and at an adjoining facility, which is called the Kalamazoo Latvian Association. Admission price is $25 for adults and $10 for students. I would suggest that everybody come in a little bit early. We are limited to 250 seats at our venue, and tickets are sold on a first-come, first-served basis.
Very good.
We also do not have credit card availability. So bring your bucks and bring your checkbooks and come in here a real good talent.
The music starts at 7 p.m. tomorrow. Latvia is a small country that has historically been subject to sort of bigger bullying countries nearby, right? And the people from Latvia are very proud of their heritage and stick together when they end up in places like Kalamazoo. So there has been a history of a strong Latvian community here.
There has been a very strong Latvian presence here. At one time, I think it numbered in the neighborhood of 3,000. But the Great American Melting Pot has caused that to dissipate a bit. There are not as many now, but it is a very proud culture. And it is also one that I think loves music. They have in Latvia an annual music festival where people from all over the world come back to Latvia and sing and dance together and show their love of life.
Oh, it's something you've witnessed as an outsider, but now you're kind of an insider to the Latvian community.
Well, I am blessed with a wonderful wife who happens to be Latvian.
I'd like to, if I could, I know, Daiga, you were thinking of staying mostly quiet, but you bring to your daughter your own love of music. You are a musician yourself. Would you talk about the musical life in Latvia when you grew up?
I grew up in a musical family. My dad and mom was professional choir singers. And I myself come from five children family, and all of us went to music schools. We all finished music schools. We played piano, we sang in the choirs, and I played traditional Latvian folk instrument kuokle with strings too, but different. It doesn't look like violin.
It's a different type of instrument. Folk instrument.
Yeah, it's type of
similar
folk instrument.
Similar to a dulcimer.
Okay. So yeah, it's something you grew up with.
Yeah, it's something I grew up with. And then that's how I taught my daughter to be. When she was born, I sang singing songs for her. And she was 2 years old when she started to sing already Latvian songs. And she always sung them in the perfect pitch. So I thought, oh, it's so interesting that she can do it so early, start to do it so early age. And yeah.
Well, Anna, how did you pick the violin?
My cousin, she's 4 years older than me. She still plays, but when I was little, she was the one playing, the one musician in the family, for violin at least. So I decided that I really liked it. And I thought it was cool, and I would, I just wanted to play it. I begged my mom for a year, and then she finally let me.
Did you find a good teacher right away?
Hard to say, because I don't really remember.
It's too long ago.
Yeah. The better teacher was here in Calgary. I started off with Maria Medlow, and then after two, three years, I moved to Mr. Vandersloot, who I have now.
You live in Calgary, Canada.
Yes.
Oh, wow. So that was, do you remember that change, that move? Were you old enough to remember going from Latvia to Canada?
I remember that my dad went first, and my mom told me he was going to be gone for 50 days. And I'm like, 50 days? That's a long time. So I was kind of sad that my dad left, but then he found work in Canada, and we came too. My mom says we came with a few suitcases, almost nothing, and then we just built up to what we are now.
Was it important to you, Daiga, to find a place where she could develop as a musician?
Actually, we chose Calgary because of music and because of she was doing on that time rhythmic gymnastic, and they had very good teachers in Calgary. Yeah.
Did you find other Latvian families in Canada?
We find them. Yeah, my husband, he came first, and then he found the Latvian community, and then they helped us in the first days and first months.
Well, Anna, tell me a little bit about preparing this concert. How did you pick the pieces?
I didn't. My mom did. But
you got some good advice, I think.
Yeah. I like the pieces that she picked. It's kind of half classical, half pop.
That's right. There are pieces here that I can't even find in our classical library.
Yeah.
Pieces by John Lennon and ABBA. Yeah, yeah. So it's a really fun mix of music. Yeah. Again, the concert is tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And it's at the, well, I'm just going to say Latvian.
Latvian.
Evangelical
Lutheran United Church.
Okay. Which is, as it turns out, very near Western's campus on Cherry Hill Street. Music begins at 7 p.m. and tickets will be available at the door, cash only, or checks.
Check.
So, and this concert, the proceeds are going to go toward, is it the church or is it toward Anna's studies?
They're going to go predominantly towards Anna's studies. There will be a small portion of it that will go to the Kalamazoo Latvian Association because they are paying all of the expenses for this.
Okay. Well, it's a great opportunity to hear a young musician at the beginning of what we hope is, you know, a long career as a musician. Who knows whether you'll become a soloist or even a chamber player or orchestral musician. But in order to play in front of people is really the whole point, isn't it, Anna, to share it?
To make others happy and make them feel whatever you're feeling.
Okay.
Whatever the music calls for.
Well, I picked out a recording of the piece you're going to start with tomorrow night. It's the 24th Caprice by Paganini, and we'll hear a violinist named James Ennis. I understand you have met James Ennis in the past.
Yeah, I had a masterclass with him last year.
Yeah? What do you remember about that?
Yeah, I played Sibelius Concerto for him, and he liked it.
He liked it. He was okay.
Yeah.
Did you get to hear him play?
Yes. That was most interesting because he played at the Bella Concert Hall, the new one that was just made last year, and he didn't play any concertos. He just played sonatas, and then the whole second half was encores. It was very interesting, and my friends and I, we were sitting up in the balconies, and we were all, like, shouting and cheering from one of them, and everybody could hear that it was us. It was really funny.
I'll bet he liked that.
Yeah, you know,
classical
did.
Audiences yeah. can be very quiet.
Yeah. Yeah, Calgary can be very receptive. Uh-huh. Very great audiences. I got autographs after we talked with him.
Well, I think you're going to find out. Kalamazoo audiences can be very receptive as well. Let's hear this Caprice by Paganini. Okay, that's the Paganini 24th Caprice from his Opus 1. As we probably all know, the opus numbers indicate, you know, when they were written. And so Paganini started off his career with an amazing set of solo violin pieces as his Opus 1, saying, "Look at me, I'm a fabulous violinist." And I have here in the studio a fabulous violinist, Anna Stuba, who will perform tomorrow at the Latvian Church in Kalamazoo on Cherry Hill Street, starting at 7 p.m. And if you tuned in early, you heard that she's 11 years old and is now living in Calgary with her family and attending a music conservatory there. Let's talk about this Paganini piece. Do you remember learning to read music, like whole note and half note?
Actually, no, I don't.
So you've always sort of had no trouble?
Maybe in my first year I had a little bit of trouble, but then I don't really know. I think I started reading music when I was two or three because I sang. Did I? Yeah.
You sang actually from memory.
So you used your ear just as much.
Okay. Yeah, I use my ear a lot too.
Now, I want to know what it's like when someone puts the Paganini Caprice on your stand and you open it up and you see so many notes. Do you think about, wow, that looks really hard? Or do you break it down?
Actually, it doesn't look very hard compared to something else I'm playing.
Oh, really? What's that?
Izai Blad.
Izai. Oh, he was a fabulous violinist too.
Yes.
So, right, didn't it look scary at first when you first saw this piece?
Well, if you look at the other caprices in Paganini's little book, it's pretty, not very hard, because the other ones, they may have a slow tempo, but the notes are written, like, and that's so about looks. Some others look harder.
Mm-hmm.
I played a lot of them, but Paganini 24 is hard.
Yeah, yeah. It's asking you to do all sorts of things. There's variations within.
Yes, so there's a theme, and then there's variations based on the melodic outline.
Mm-hmm.
Structure.
And how many does he put in there?
He puts 11 variations and one theme.
Wow. And that's how you're starting your show. You're not warming up with something, you know, easy.
No.
You'll be warming up off stage.
Yes.
And then starting with this Caprice by Paganini.
Yeah.
So, Michael.
We actually sent a tape of this to a man in Chicago that teaches strings. And he wrote back and said, she is doing things in there that I have not been able to do in, with 4.5 hours of study every day.
Wow. Wow.
And he is a person, like I say, that teaches strings in the city of Chicago.
Well, sounds like nothing's going to stop you, Anna. Do you have a lot of friends that also play music at a similar level?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So my best friend, her name is Luca Kutia, and she plays cello. She has won a lot of stuff, and she's very, very, very good. She started when she was one, and her two sisters play cello. And then I have a friend named Jacques for SDA. He plays the violin. He's 12, same as Luca. And he started when he was 2, and he plays very well, too. And then there's Kevin Chen. Luca, Kevin, and I are in a piano trio together. He's the pianist.
Uh-huh.
He's played with orchestras, and he's 12, too, now. He's a composer. He's composed over 80 pieces now published.
That's amazing.
Mostly for the piano.
I'm gobsmacked. That's just incredible.
We played his piano trio. It's called Piano Trio and 3 Flat Keys. We debuted it. However you say that.
Yeah.
We debuted it somewhere. Yeah, in competition.
In the competition. So you're no stranger to the occasional competition as well.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, yeah. Have you heard of the Stolberg International String Competition?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe we'll see you back in Kalamazoo in a few years?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, I'm not 13 yet. I'm not going to be next year either, but we'll see. Well, it's for my teacher to decide, not me.
Well, I want to remind listeners that Anna Stuba will perform tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And Michael, again, the church is the Latvian Evangelical
Lutheran United Church.
On Cherry Hill Street.
On Cherry Hill Street, 122 Cherry Hill Street, Kalamazoo.
Okay. Is this, can we look up this information on a website at all?
If you type in
or on
Kalamazoo Latvians.
Kalamazoo Latvians.
That will bring you to a page that will give you links to the church, the Kalamazoo Latvian Association, and on and on and on.
Okay, very good. And online, we can also see Anna performing in a concert or an audition, I think, that was taped within the last year. I think
there are a number of things on YouTube, and if you go in and type in Anna, A-N-N-A, Stuba, S-T-U-B-E, into the search in YouTube, it'll bring up, I think, probably 11 or 12 different things, some of which she is going to play tomorrow night, but some of which she has moved beyond.
Let's move beyond the first piece on the program to the second piece. On the program. Could you talk about the next piece that you'll play?
So it's called Salut de Mer. It's by Edward Elgar. Edward Elgar was English, and he looks, he is not very fat. He is tall, and he has an Englishman's mustache.
Yes, he has a big.
Yes. So he's very business-like. So he wrote this for his lover. He proposed with this song, Salut de Mer, it's French, and it means love's greetings. So this is how you propose to her. I think she said yes.
I think we're going to hear a recording by Nigel Kennedy here. We heard the Salut d'Amour by Edward Elgar, and within seconds of hearing the piece, Anna had a correction to make. Would you pass that along to our listeners?
Yeah, it's the first one's not really a correction. It's I'm playing it in a different key.
She noticed within two notes.
Yeah, it's transposed two semitones down. And you can play it that way, too. It's not incorrect, but it's not what I'm playing.
Yeah.
And also, there's not usually a cellist tagging along, so the last melody, the piano plays the last melody, and a lot of the other melodies. But it was very beautiful with cello.
Yeah, it was rather nice. Yeah. And you have a cellist friend and a pianist friend.
Yeah.
So it's a good trio setting, maybe. Only you could always transpose it up a couple of half notes to get it where you like it. Do you have something called perfect pitch?
I didn't, but now I can tell. I don't really know if it's perfect pitch, but I can tell where the A is always, and then I can see where the other notes are from there.
Yeah.
So I always know where the A is, no matter what somebody's singing.
Mm-hmm. So it's really good relative pitch. I mean, you can.
Yes, relative pitch, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, so, well, that's going to help you too.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think is the most important part about performing and playing on?
I already said this earlier, but making other people happy. And the composer wrote this piece for a reason, and you have to decipher the code of what he's trying to say within the music, within the markings and other things in the music.
It's sometimes a puzzle.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. I haven't learned the interpretive skills that well yet.
Interpretive skills? Who's laying that phrase on you? Is your teacher saying you need to learn interpretive skills?
No, I just I haven't been focusing on it that much yet. Well, I guess I have, but I just make my own interpretation without really knowing. But I guess I do know, but like I haven't been focusing solely on it.
Oh, so what does it mean? Does it mean how to approach a piece? How to put the piece in the right style?
That too, and the way you read the markings, you can say that the composer was feeling happy when he wrote this, or it's you can say he was sad. That would be an easy part of it, seeing if music is major or minor, but you have to. I don't really know how to put this.
That's why it's more fun to play than talk about music, isn't it?
It's the way you play a phrase or which direction it's going.
I've heard musicians talk about visualizing things. That sometimes helps them as they play. And it could be just a personal picture in their mind. It doesn't have to be what the composer dictated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know when you're reading a storybook and you have a picture in your head and then the teacher actually shows you the picture and it's completely different from what you imagined? It's so that's part of the interpretation too. And The most clear example for me is Sibelius Concerto, the beginning for me. It looks like the Swiss Alps during a snowstorm in the middle of the day and you're lost.
During the middle of the day?
So the connection I made with that one is, I'm sure everybody knows Frozen and the song Let It Go. Well, that was filmed in Finland, I think. So, Sibelius was...
Finnish?
Finnish, I think.
Yes,
and the beginning sounds to me and looks like Elsa on the mountain.
Yeah,
so I'm guessing maybe they just both things got her from the landscape and stuff.
The opening of the Sibelius Concerto is rather hushed. It has the strings just making... Probably the wrong key. That's a fun way. We're talking about how you interpret music. That's exactly what you're doing. This is interpretive skills right there. You've said you had master classes a master class with James Ennis. Are there any other special people or musicians that you've met that you think of as really special moments?
Yes. I've had a few lessons and master classes with Ian Swenson, Ribeiro. I don't really know what his first name is. I had one with Pinkas Zuckerman. I had one with Andres Cardenas. I liked that one a lot.
Oh.
There's a few others, but right now I'm just... Yeah, there's Roberto Diaz and Jonathan Barrick and the Kronos Quartet.
And the Kronos Quartet.
Yeah, our trio did.
Was this all in Calgary, or have you traveled a lot?
Not really. Mostly in Canada. Like, we had the CMC competition. I went only 1 year to the finals. I decided not to go the other years. I made it in, but we were doing other stuff, so couldn't really manage it all together.
Mm-hmm.
I went 1 year, so we went to Vancouver, I think.
What is CMC?
Canadian Music Competition.
Canadian Music. Okay, thank you.
CMC. Yeah, down here we wouldn't necessarily know from that.
I wanted to say there is a special program in their conservatory where they meet those guest artists. That's how they meet them. She's one of these students. I'll tell you more.
My teacher, there's a few students in that school that are not old enough to be in a program that is called the APP program, the Advanced Performing Program. Where the older students go, like the really talented older students, they perform for the artists and then they have like activities that they do. It's higher level than the program that is usually there. And my teacher, because we were good enough to get into the advanced performance program, but we weren't old enough.
Mm.
So my teacher created the Honors Academy, or Honors Program, or something with honors, yes. And
it's all a blur. But it allowed you to
The Advanced Performance Program, except not as full, because that's the reason that they didn't want us young ones in there. And there's about 10 of us there. Luca, Kevin, me. There's a few others. Cello, piano, and violin.
Yeah.
And it gives us almost the same opportunities as the Advanced Performance Program.
Terrific.
Yeah.
You didn't want to wait until you were older.
No.
So, Pinkas Zuckerman, Roberto Diaz, these are all such wise and wonderful performers that have seen it all in the classical world. Were they encouraging?
Yes, many of them.
Yeah. Keep at it, they said.
Not exactly that, but they liked it.
Yeah.
Yes. The Pinkas Zuckerman masterclass, it was mostly the APP students, but Mr. Vandersloot managed to get us a spot, 3 people in 1 spot. So each one played a different part of Sibelius. I played the beginning.
Are there any other concertos that you're working on?
Okay, I'm working on Tchaikovsky Concerto. I worked on Konas before. What else am I working on? Right now, I'm focusing on competition pieces more, and this competition is not really with concertos, but I have done Mozart Concerto in G major. I have done Kabalevsky, Mendelssohn. I haven't done Bruch yet, but I'm not sure if I want to.
It's a beautiful piece. So does that? I'm also interested in hearing what sonatas you're working on that you like.
Okay. I'm not working on this one, but I like the Brahms Sonata number 1, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Schumann Sonata in A minor, mm-hmm. I think. What am I working on? I'm working on a Bach accompanied sonata, so not the unaccompanied, but accompanied with piano in E major, third and fourth movements, and that one's very beautiful. It's not really played much. I can only find one or two recordings of it.
I think we have some period instrument recordings, you know, where people are playing gut strings and things. So yeah, it's not commonly recorded.
No.
Yeah. Well, I'm also hearing that you've got a good, solid repertoire of the Romantics. This was really an incredible moment for violin writing with Brahms and Sibelius. But the little Bach is always terrific. How do you feel about Bach?
I used to hate him.
Did you?
Yes, I did. And that was before I played the fugue, and the fugue kind of opened it up for me. It was very interesting. I didn't know that Bach could write something like that. And now with his accompanied sonatas, I think Bach is better now.
Bach is better.
Well, yes.
It's good. Everyone finds their own way.
Yes.
Well, I'd like to remind listeners again that Anna Stube will perform with her violin at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. And there is information online. If you simply Google Kalamazoo Latvians, you'll find the church and the address there. Michael Hansen, you've been organizing this.
Okay, it is also on the events program here.
On WMUK's own calendar.
WMUK's own calendar.
Well, thanks for reminding me of that. any other thoughts you've had as we've been listening to Anna preview her program and talk about her life?
Well, I just think that this concert just represents a wonderful opportunity to see an emerging artist.
A precocious talent.
At the dawning of her career.
Yeah.
And to see her live, and then our church has beautiful acoustics. And it just...
Oh, that's good.
I mean, this is just... I think it's just a rare opportunity. And I would invite everyone who can to please come out.
I
will
also
not be disappointed.
I understand her aunt lives here in Kalamazoo. So.
She does.
Oh, great. So maybe you'll come back too, not just for the Stolberg.
Yeah. Yeah, and next year my aunt will maybe come to us. We don't know yet.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, we're just hoping that we can visit every year or something.
Well, would you introduce us to the Zigeunerweisen? That's the next thing I have queued up here.
I like the Zigeunerweisen. It's by Pablo de Sarasate. Zigeunerweisen, it's kind of a gypsy dance. So it has a slow part and a fast part. It's very sad, but I heard that Sarasate, his main theme, like something that defines him, is putting the accent on the first beat. So it has a lot of... eighth note and then a quarter note. It's in 4/4, so I'm not sure if people that are listening would understand this, but the accent is on the first beat, always.
Okay. We'll hear a recording by Anne-Sophie
yes.
Mutter, and remind listeners again, my guests are Anna Stube, her mother Daiga Stube, and Michael Hansen, a Kalamazoo resident who helped organize Anna's concert tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Thank you. Zigeun Weissen by Sarasate, and we're still in the studio with Anna Stuba, who performs this work and many others tomorrow night. We didn't get to all the pieces on the program, Anna, but they include many more lovely classical highlights and some pop tunes. Can you name a few of those for us?
There's Thais Meditation, which is classical. Then there's the tango, which is half classical, half pop, I guess. It's probably classical. There's Ave Maria, classical. And then there is Mamma Mia, thank you for the music, by ABBA. And then Imagine by John Lennon, Bohemian Rhapsody, Hey Jude, Les Champs-Élysées by Joe Dassin. And then there's three Latvian songs at the end, Kadman Mazinyam, Mana Diezma. And the last one is Geismas Pils. It's kind of sacred to Latvia. Yeah.
And what I have forgotten to mention for the entire hour is that you will be accompanied by your mother.
Yeah.
At the piano.
Yeah, she's great.
She's a terrific really musician, great. Too.
Yes.
So it's all in the family. The concert, again, for listeners, is tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And the location is the Latvian Evangelical Lutheran United Church on Cherry Hill Street. The address can be found online at Kalamazoo Latvians, if you Google that. And any final thoughts? Daiga, are you hoping for a good concert tomorrow night?
Yes, thank you for inviting us, and we're really waiting for you coming to our concert, and we are so excited.
Last words for Anna.
I'd like to say thank you to Michael for organizing this and the Latvian Evangelical Lutheran United Church, and thanks for my mom for accompanying and being there with me, and I'm really looking forward to it. Hopefully you come and hear us.
Okay, Anna, thank you very much.
Thank
Michael
you.
Hansen as well. Time for news from NPR here on WMUK Kalamazoo. Again, music starts at 7 p.m. Tickets at the door, cash or check only, and you'll be able to send Anna on to her next event with the Kalamazoo supporting her as a wonderful musician. It's been so nice to meet you all, and especially you, Anna.
Thank you.
This is WMUK Kalamazoo.